Hi, everyone. I'm Archbishop Peter Sartin, Archbishop Emeritus of the Archdiocese of Seattle. I'm also a member of the USCCB Committee on Evangelization and Catechesis. One of the tasks that we've taken upon ourselves now is to introduce the new directory for catechesis to the people of the United States. And so we're putting together a series of 8 videos that focus on 8 different elements of the new directory. Today, what I'm going to focus on are 2 of those elements. The first is the charismatic aspect of the new directory on catechesis, and secondly of all, it's catechumenal inspiration, something that flows throughout the work. The new directory for catechesis obviously stands on many important documents that have come before it. For example, all the documents of the Second Vatican Council, the previous directories, and the catechism itself. But most especially, of course, the new directory finds its inspiration in the teaching of Pope Francis, especially his Joy of the Gospel, the Face of Mercy, and his discourse on the 25th anniversary of the issuing of the Catechism of the Catholic Church. And as you know, Pope Francis believes very strongly that missionary activity is the paradigm of every work of the Church. And of course, that includes catechesis. In fact, catechesis must be always intimately united with the evangelical nature of the Church herself. It can't be separated from it. The new directory makes clear, in light of the Joy of the Gospel, that one can speak of charismatic catechesis. In his discourse on the 25th anniversary of the Catechism, Pope Francis places the Catechism within the mystery of God's love. And here's what he writes. Jesus of Nazareth walks with us to introduce us through his word and his signs to the profound mystery of the love of the Father. As Pope Francis sees it, when one senses the love of the Father, this love leads to faith, and faith leads to the certainty of God's love. And the certainty of God's love makes us want to know God even better. And there's where the catechetical formation process comes in. Regarding the primacy of the kerygma, it's helpful to quote Pope Francis himself. In the Joy of the Gospel, he describes the kerygma with these words. The kerygma, he says, is Trinitarian. The fire of the Spirit is given in the form of tongues and leads us to believe in Jesus Christ, who by his death and resurrection reveals and communicates to us the Father's infinite mercy. On the lips of the catechist, the first proclamation must ring out over and over again. Jesus Christ loves you. He gave his life to save you. And now he is living at your side every day to enlighten, strengthen, and free you. In a nutshell, that's the kerygma. Pope Francis says that the kerygma must always have first place in the proclamation of the gospel, and so therefore first place always in every stage of the proclamation that comes to us through catechesis. Now, when he says first, he doesn't mean that it's the first step and then afterward things get more complicated or that there are now better things or more important things to learn. No, he sees the first place of charismatic catechesis as meaning that in every stage, the kerygma must always be proclaimed and unfolded in an ever deeper way. But it always goes back to that charismatic teaching of the Church, the proclamation of the gospel, which will always be at the heart and the core of the individual believer. The new directory then makes clear that the heart of catechesis is the person of Jesus Christ, who surpasses the limits of all space and time, and who is present to every generation as something new, someone new, who gives meaning to life, who is in fact meaning of life, who is in fact life itself. The kerygma is the proclamation of the love and mercy of the Father that excludes no one. To the contrary, God in his loving mercy invites everyone to an eternal banquet, which begins with the first process of the forgiveness of sins and the beginning of faith. The goal of catechesis is to introduce those being catechized to the person of Jesus Christ in order that they will develop an intimate relationship with him that is lifelong and always within the Church. Now, directly related to the primacy of the kerygma in catechesis is a deeper understanding of the relationship between all catechesis and Christian initiation, what the Directory calls the catechumenal inspiration of catechesis. In fact, another guiding principle for catechesis from Pope Francis is that of the mystagogia, which means essentially three things. First, the involvement of the entire community in the catechetical formation process. Secondly, an appreciation of the work of grace and conversion that is particular to each person. And finally, a renewed appreciation of the liturgical symbols of Christian initiation. Thus, the catechumenate offers the inspiration and model for catechesis that underlies the entire new Directory. The Directory lays out six elements of the catechumenal inspiration of catechesis, and here they are. First, its paschal character. In the catechumenate, everything is oriented toward the mystery of Christ's passion, death, and resurrection. And therefore, catechesis communicates the heart of the faith, Jesus' paschal mystery, as an essential and understandable way of living, so that people begin to see every aspect of their life, their joys, their struggles, their sorrows, as paschal events to which Jesus Christ is present and in which Jesus Christ is intimately involved. Second, its initiatory character. As you know, the catechumenate is an initiation into faith that leads catechumens to the discovery of the mystery of Christ within the church. Catechesis provides an introduction to all the dimensions of the Christian life and helps each person in the community to embark on his or her personal journey of conversion in response to God who has invited them and sought them out. Third, its liturgical, ritual, and symbolic character. As we know well, the catechumenate is interwoven with symbols, rites, and celebration that touch every aspect of the human life and therefore help in the transformation of every aspect of the human life. The New Directory understands that catechesis also includes those same elements that deepen the conversion of the individual to the person of Jesus Christ within the church. Number four, its community character. The catechumenate is a process that takes place within the Christian community and therefore provides an experience of one's communion with God that is lived out within the Christian community and is part and parcel of our relationship with God. Therefore, catechesis is inspired by that same understanding of one's relationship with God in community, and it includes the various charisms and ministries of the church in the catechetical process. And fifth, its character of ongoing conversion and witness. The entire catechumenate is understood as a journey of conversion and gradual purification, enhanced with ceremonies that mark the attainment of a new way of living in Christ. Likewise, catechesis is aware that conversion is never fully accomplished, but lasts a whole lifetime, and it accompanies those being catechized along the gradual process of conversion and transformation. And finally, its progressive character of the formation experience. The catechumenate is a dynamic process nurtured along the way by various periods that recognize that the conversion process is unique to each person. This evolving character of the catechetical process, just like the catechumenate, responds to the actual life story of the person, because each person grows and matures over time in his or her own unique way, according to the grace of God. Now, in addition to these six elements that are inspired by the catechumenate, the Directory also outlines these three characteristics of catechesis. First, catechesis is basic and essential. That is, it's an initial exploration of the kerygma that presents the fundamental mysteries of the faith and basic evangelical values. It lays the spiritual foundation for the entire Christian life. It nurtures the roots of his or her faith and enables each person to respond by receiving solid nourishment in the ordinary Christian community, which is underpinned by this fundamental charismatic presentation of the Christian faith. The second characteristic is that catechesis is also organic. That is, it's coherent and well-organized. It's systematic, meaning that it's not improvised and it's not casual. This organic and systematic exposition of the Christian mystery distinguishes catechesis from other forms of proclamation of the Christian gospel. And the final characteristic is that catechesis is integral, because it's a form of learning that opens all components of the Christian life and is open to all the components of the Christian community that can nurture one's faith. It gradually fosters the internalization and integration of all of these components within the soul and heart of the one being catechized. It nurtures conversion and transformation within each person. In summary, then, these two basic elements of the new directory, its charismatic inspiration and its catechumenal inspiration, are elements that are woven throughout the new directory. And as you study it more, you'll see how, in such a beautiful way, it helps us to understand the ministry of catechesis as something fundamental to the life of the church, because catechesis is fundamental to the proclamation of the gospel. God bless you all, and thank you for your own involvement in catechetical formation.